Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Bush. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greek George. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro strikes out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. George moves to second. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 1 in the game. Metro bunts towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. Estalella moves to second. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, George hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 0 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a pop-up towards third. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Mayo hits a line drive into right field. Peck picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Peck. Webb moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peck moves to third. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peck scores. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 1 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Mayer reaches second base with a double. York goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Athletics. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to second for the out. Mayer moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from George to Wilkins covering second. The throw back to home, and Mayer is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hoover now playing shortstop. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, George hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-1 in the game. Flores hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbine. Bush scores. George goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom spins and fires to second, with Wilkins covering, and Mayo is picked off. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Gerken now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayer moves to second. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trout hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Trout reaches second base with a double. Mayer scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Trout scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estolella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metro hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gassaway now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a pop-up in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gassaway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gassaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. George hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.